bodies exist to secure responsible government and to execute the will of the people. From these great tasks, both of your bodies have turned aside. Instead of instruments to promote the general welfare, they have become the tools of corrupt interests which use them impartially to serve their selfish purposes. Behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmanship of the day. Unhampered by tradition, uncorrupted by power, undismayed by the magnitude of the task, the new body offers itself as the instrument of the people to sweep away old abuses to build a new and nobler commonwealth. This declaration is our covenant with the people, and we hereby bind the party and its candidates in state and nation to the pledges made herein. With all my heart and soul, every particle of high purpose that is in me, I pledge you my word to do everything I can, to put every particle of courage, of common sense, and of strength that I have at your disposal, and to endeavor so far as strength is given me to live up to the obligations you have put upon me, and to endeavor to carry out in the interests of our whole people the policies to which you have today solemnly dedicated yourselves in the name of the millions of men and women for whom you speak. Surely there never was a fight better worth making than the one in which we are in. It little matters what befalls any one of us who for the time being stand in the forefront of the battle. I hope we shall win, and I believe that if we can wake the people what the fight really means, we shall win. But win or lose, we shall not fall. Whatever fate may at the moment overtake any of us, the movement itself will not stop. Our cause is based on the eternal principles of righteousness, and even though we who now lead may for the time fail, the end, the cause itself shall triumph. 6 weeks ago, here in Chicago, I spoke to the honest representatives of a convention which was not dominated by honest men. A convention wherein sat, alas, a majority of men who, with sneering indifference to every principle of right, so acted as to bring to a shameful end a body which had been founded over half a century ago by men in whose souls burned the fire of lofty endeavor. Now to you men, who in your turn have come together to spend and be spent in the endless crusade against wrong, to you who face the future resolute and confident, to you who strive in a spirit of brotherhood for the betterment of our nation, to you who gird yourselves for this great new fight in the never-ending warfare for the good of humankind, I say in closing what in that speech I said in closing, we stand at Armageddon, and we battle for the Lord.